Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe, and it's been some time since we last got together on a podcast. God took us offline for a while and recently commanded that we reignite the Holy Ghost fire in his people, so we're back online. Much has happened over the last few years. We've been off for a few years. I think it was 2017 was the last podcast. God has not been silent. We have not produced any podcasts since then. Until now, but he has been speaking nonstop about what's been happening in the church and in the government in America. God is not pleased with either organization at this point, and correction is coming our way. Now, as the Lord spoke to my spirit, he said that America is under a strong delusion. Delusion is a form of self-deception. It's when people know the truth, but they refuse to acknowledge that it is truth, and they go right along with whatever they want to do. And that also is in accordance with the scripture in 2 Thessalonians 2:10, which explains how strong delusion comes about. It says, because men have not received the love of the truth, that's why strong delusion comes. And you say, well, what truth is it that they're not receiving? And we're specifically talking about truth that God has spoken, the truth about who God is and who his son Jesus Christ is. As Jesus said in John 17:17, sanctify them with thy truth. Thy word is truth. And he was praying to his Father. According to God, his word is truth. So that's the truth that God is going to evaluate mankind by, not by our truth, our perception of the truth, but is by what God has said. So if God's word is true, and he's saying that America is in strong delusion, and he's saying it's because we're not receiving the truth. What is the consequence of not receiving the truth? Verse 11 tells us in that same chapter, it says, and for this cause, okay, this is a cause. And for this cause, that's not receiving the truth, God shall send them strong delusion. Okay, did you hear that? The strong delusion is being sent, and more accurately, is being allowed by God. God allows us to be deluded if we refuse to hear the truth. And some of you would say, well, why would God do that? Well, let's continue reading the scripture. We'll find out. Verse 11 says, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned. Hold up. If you do not want to receive the truth, the Lord will let you go on with a lie, even if it means that you'll be damned. And being damned means you will not only continue to walk in that lie, but you will walk in it even if it means going to eternally being damned in hell. So God loves us, and he loves America greatly, but he is a holy God. He cannot violate his word, and neither can we. And if we continue to ignore or reject his word, punishment is coming forth. And that's where we are in America. Now, God allows us to delude ourselves only because he's not going to force us to follow him. He's not going to force us to listen and receive his word. But it is his desire that every man is saved. That's the will of God, that every man is saved and come into the knowledge of the truth. He doesn't want anybody to perish, but he wants them to come into knowledge of the truth. Again, what's that truth? We said it was God's word is truth. But more specifically, it has to do with the truth about who Jesus Christ is. And that's what people don't understand. God gave his son Jesus to be a ransom for us. He paid the price for us to be snatched out of hell and restored back to God. But if we reject that truth, we are rejecting the Savior. That's like somebody sending you a life raft, but you're throwing it back. And that's essentially why people will go to hell, is that they keep throwing the life preserver back. But that's not God's plan. It's our choice. So God will throw the truth out there, but if we don't receive the truth, then all is left is a lie and deception and delusion, which is where he said we are now. So if we reject Jesus Christ and who he is and why he came, then essentially we're saying we want to go to hell. And people will say, well, are you saying that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven? Is Jesus Christ the only way? People refuse to believe that. People get offended when you tell them that, but it is the truth. It's not only in the Bible, but if you cry out to God with your whole heart, what are you going to find? Jesus is going to answer. Jesus Christ will answer. And there's many Muslim brothers out there who got converted to Christianity on this very point. They were praying to Allah, didn't get an answer. They were praying for some solution to a sickness, to an illness, to something that was on their heart. But when they cried out to God, it was Jesus Christ that answered. And that's the bottom line. God is going to ask everyone before they leave here, if you're not saved, he's going to say, what did you do with my son? He's not going to ask you if you were gay, if you were living in sin of any kind, or lying or stealing. Those are sins, but those things don't send you to hell. What sends you to hell is rejection of the truth, rejection of Jesus Christ. Because people don't understand, again, going back to that life preservers, if you're in the water, you're drowning. And I guess that's part of the issue. Most people don't know they're drowning. They're so accustomed to being in sin that they don't see it as a negative. It's a lifestyle they like. Well, fine. You're already destined to hell. So be it. We're not talking to you. But there are some people who don't know there's an option. They don't know there's another way. And Jesus came to show us that way. In fact, he said, I am the way. So he's the way to salvation. He's the only way to God. Whether you like it or not, he is God. So I can't say any more than that. But for those of us who know personally what his salvation is, we know who he is. And in this day, God is going to reveal to us in America who he is. And that's how the truth is going to be revealed, because darkness is prevailing. Darkness is prevailing around the country in many ways, but it's only for temporarily. It's only temporarily. God is saying truth is going to prevail in America. Now, we'll say, looking at the scripture, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me. Okay, again, it says, and that's John 12:6. But again, in 1 Timothy 2:4-5, and we mentioned this, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved. That's his will, to have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all. That's the bottom line. And some people say, well, why do I need Jesus? Well, you need him because if you're walking in your works and your will and do what you want, you're walking against God. You have to understand there's only two ways. You're either with God or against God. You're either walking in truth or walking in deception. You're either walking in the blessing or in the curse. It's not about what you see. It's about who you're aligned with. Who is your master? And I remember that even in the 2020 election, the Lord said, it's not about who's in the White House. It's about who America is going to serve. Is it going to be Satan or is it going to be God? And people didn't get that connection. But what they don't understand is the people who were running for office in this country had an alignment with one of those gods. And the question was, which side are you going to be on? It wasn't about the people. It wasn't about the person running. It's about who do they serve? Who are they representing? And that's how we're going to have to evaluate a lot of things in these end times. Because we're at the end of the age of this. We're at the end of these last days. We're at the end of the last days before Jesus comes. So we're going to have to evaluate everything by the Spirit. Because men are going to be using deception. As Jesus said, there's going to be so much deception that even the very elect will be swayed to go in another direction. But right now, what he's saying is, we're not receiving the truth. And he says, because a lot of people, even in the church, have a thirst and a hunger for unrighteousness, which is not supposed to be if you're associated with Jesus Christ. But they're going after the fruitfulness of the enemy instead of going and staying under God's covering. But the Lord is saying that is about to change. But he says, in the meantime, America has not received the truth of who he is, but he says they will receive it in real soon. Because in our deluded state, our nation's leaders have sown seeds that are coming up in destruction. There are things being done behind the scenes that the people pretty much don't know. Those of us who are praying, we can see it all. God has had us speaking to what's happening. God has had us watching over the nation as these wicked men and women do their things behind the scenes. So it doesn't matter what you see. In fact, what the Lord told me was, while we're dealing with COVID-19, he says something more terrifying is coming to America. Even the leaders don't see it. They're not going to see it when it hits. And as I was in a prayer group a day ago or so, and the word of the Lord came through one of the participants saying, buckle up. What you are seeing now is about to change. Those who are in leadership now is going to change. There's going to be a sharp, drastic change in direction toward God's truth. And that's what people don't understand. If God spoke something, it's coming to pass. If God spoke something, it's coming to pass. And that's what people need to understand. It doesn't matter what men think. It doesn't matter what schemes they plot. It doesn't matter who they paid, who they threatened to get their way. It will not work in this hour. Truth will prevail. In fact, when I wrote the War Journal 1, 1999 to 2010, Volume 1, One of the first things the Lord said that these last days were going to be days where he was going to reveal every hidden thing. So anything that was going to be hidden, he said, belongs to him. According to Deuteronomy 29:29, God says the secret things belong to him. So anybody who's operating in secret, operating under the scenes, operating in deception is going to be revealed. That's what's happening. And that's what God's saying is the fruits of what they've done behind the scenes are coming above the water. They're coming above the ground. They're coming to the point where it's going to be revealed to the whole world. So consequently, he says something more terrifying is coming to America. God is telling us to back up. Now, to buckle up. God is telling us to buckle up. And I'm sensing in my spirit that we don't have to do much preaching these last days. In the past, people were preaching with all these beautiful words. No, we won't be preaching with enticing words of men's wisdom. If what God is showing us that is coming is really coming the way he said it is, people are going to be terrified. They're going to really be shaken into the truth. And it's not so much that God is trying to force people to follow him as much as it is. Things have to be done before Jesus can come back. As I said, we're at the end. God has a prophetic agenda that must be accomplished before Jesus shows up. And all this nonsense, all these things that men are doing and plotting and scheming, God is pulling the plug on all of that because we don't have time to waste. We have to do what needs to be done for Jesus to return. So in that sense, truth has to prevail. Darkness will no longer prevail as it has. But what God has allowed, though, God has allowed the darkness to accumulate. So that he can take it out, take it down. Sin has to be at a certain level. It has to be at its fullness for God to strike. And he gives us chances to repent. He sends his prophets to speak. And so many of us have been speaking for the years and we've been getting death threats. We've been, one of the reasons the Lord had me take stuff down too is that the infiltration by the government. It's just been crazy over the last few years. And it's like, okay, why is this happening? They don't want people to hear the truth. They don't want people to know the truth, but God is saying the truth shall prevail. What he spoke will come to pass in this nation. And the best thing we can do now, especially as people of God, is get in prayer. Find out where God wants you in this time frame. Find out where he needs you to be in order to be safe when the more terrifying thing comes. Because he said something more terrifying is coming. And he cannot change that. Because the leaders have sown seeds for things, but they're not coming for us. They're coming for the leaders. So know that. So for God's people, it's not coming for you. Just like this COVID was sent. It was sent by the enemy. It was meant to go, not to God's people. The COVID was sent, but it was sent to the evil one. It was sent to the kids of the wicked one. That's not us according to the word. We are preserved from all evil if we're obeying God, if we're under the shadow of the Almighty, if we are listening and abiding in his word. So as believers, I exhort you to get into the word of God. Get into Psalm 91. Don't be looking at what's on the television. Don't be putting all your trust in what you're hearing. Because what you're hearing in the news today is getting ready to flip. This whole thing is going to flip on his ears. And it reminds me of the vision the Lord gave me. It's been a while back, and I think I put it in a couple of books or so ago. But what he showed was, he showed a big, huge arena, and it was a stage, and there were people on the stage, and they were doing something and speaking, and that stage performance captured the whole world. Everybody was looking at that stage. But then he pulled back, and I saw a puppet master pulling the different people on the stage and making them do and talk and do and talk. And it was a puppet master. And I said, Lord, what's going on? He says, look at what's happening outside of the arena. And outside of the arena, God was moving. He was moving wealth. He was moving health. He was doing a lot of supernatural things. But the enemy could not stop God from moving. The only thing he could do is distract people on the world stage. So what was it? It was COVID-19. It was a deliberate attempt by the devil to get the people's hearts and minds looking at something else. And the Lord said, as the Lord put it, he's conditioning people to receive evil when God is trying to release good. And so you have to understand, people, you can be safe. I'm not saying you don't be safe. Use your common sense in that nature, but on the real sense, you need to be focusing on the word. What does the word say? Because in these last days, the enemy is going to be throwing up some things, trying to, again, The enemy's going to be trying to deceive us. He's going to try to keep people off their game, keep them not looking at God, but looking at fear, looking at craziness. It's a distraction. And what you need to do is focus on, what did God say? What did God tell you to do in this hour? Where does God want you? The place of safety for you in these last days is in the perfect will of God. Find out where he wants you. Get there, stay there, and do what he tells you to do. Don't worry about what's happening out here. You can't do anything about that. The devil's going to continue to lie because that's what the devil does. And he's using government officials. He's using judges. He's using the political figures around the clock, church leaders. He's using the media. And you have to have eyes to see it. Because if you're watching them, you're going to miss what God's doing. And that's exactly where the devil wants you. He's pulling this performance. It's a grand performance. All lies, but it's a performance. And as the Lord told me, the voice of the false prophet who's narrating the script of the devil is the media in America. So if you're listening to what they're saying, you're going to be thrown off. And the Lord has shown me that. And the Lord showed this to me back in 2019. No, the Lord showed me back in the War Journal 1, the Lord talked about how in this last day it was going to be the media that throws the switch to the enemy, that sets us up for destruction because of what they're saying, and they're speaking the lies, and that it was people going to be following it. So you can't be listening to everything that's going on out here. You need to be discerning what is truth. And what God is saying is his truth is going to prevail. So, beloved, I just want to let you know that God is saying, no matter what it looks like now, buckle up because it's about to change. It doesn't matter what it looks like today. This thing is about to change in a heartbeat, in a heartbeat. This thing is about to change in a heartbeat. And you're going to see it. God is going to demonstrate his truth with power. You're not going to hear a whole bunch of words, but you're going to see it in power. God's truth will march across his land. And Jesus, the Lion of the tribe of Judah's mighty roar will be heard around the globe. It doesn't matter what it looks like. This thing is about to change. God's mighty hand is upon our nation, and his truth shall prevail no matter what men have devised. As the word of God says in Proverbs 19:21, there are many devices, schemes, and plots in the hearts of men. Nevertheless, the counsel, the word, and will of the Lord shall stand. This has been Paula Matthews. Join me next time for another prophetic podcast from Epic Books and Cafe. God bless you and keep you. Until next time.